USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Heavy rains are sending rivers out of their banks in much of the South. More than 2 inches of rain fell for Mother's Day in New Orleans. A state of emergency has been declared in parts of Mississippi. WLOX TV reporter Hugh Keaton.
Saturday afternoon, the rising water forced residents in the Mill Creek RV park out of their homes. With water rushing in, about a dozen residents were rescued.
They just overtook the park. I lost everything.
Across the county, officials estimate around 30 people had to be rescued. On Highway 49, water from Red Creek nearly reached the bridge and topped several campers. Wiggins Fire Chief Jody Hatton says he's seen flooding in areas that don't usually flood.
And people weren't prepared for it.
The floods caused more than 20 road closures around Stone County.
A nor'easter hitting the east now is expected to linger into Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Attorneys general from 44 states are accusing generic drug makers of fixing prices. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
A multi-year probe that's been led by Connecticut's attorney general claims executives at competing firms deleted text messages and conspired to obstruct an investigation. Most of the lawsuit focusing on Teva Pharmaceuticals, the largest maker of generic medicines in the world. Generic drugs make up about 90% of all prescriptions filled in the U.S. these days. However, the cost of generic drugs has spiked in recent years without explanation.
More than 700 U.S. agents who patrol the Canadian border will be headed to the south. The shift is a big concern to business owners which rely on tourism. Gary Douglas of the North County Chamber of Commerce.
If we start having right at the beginning of the summer longer lines, longer wait times reported because of inadequate staffing, therefore fewer lanes opened at key times.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This weekend, it's time to celebrate the person who brought you into this world. Many people don't know how Mother's Day came to be. Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. This year, Mother's Day spending is estimated to total $25 billion, according to the National Retail Federation. Another big win at the box office for Avengers Endgame.
I keep telling everybody they shouldn't move on. Some do. But not us.
The film took in $65 million this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.